I faked him as the three-way call. So he had a very slow accent. I was like, well, let me tell you something about this Craig here. He is a dedicated, young, driven individual, smarter than most that I've seen from the East Coast.
Let's go home. Welcome back to Wild Till 9. We have a very, very, very special guest with this week. I'm here.
It's you.
It's me. Yeah. And it's you. And it's, and I did ask your name before we started this, but this is Craig. Craigie T, Craigie Balls, Craigie
Tortellini.
But most importantly, Crypto Craig.
Whatever gets my attention. Self-proclaimed Crypto Craig.
247.
Give yourself your own nickname. Way to live.
Has anyone has anyone picked up on that yet? Like
no.
Really?
No, I was the biggest loser at Schneider Electric when I was like selling batteries. I kept telling people to buy Bitcoin.
Okay.
And then the price went up and I would strut down the cubicle aisle, you know?
Oh, so you legitimately like, one day.
Oh my God, that's Crypto Craig. Like it happened.
Got it.
I was a loser for a while until the price went up.
I think a lot of people can relate with that in general though, right?
What? Which part?
Being a loser at a lot of things and then it became cool and you're like, look at me. No? Really?
My boy won America's Got Talent and he was a magician. Did not get a lot of love in magician as a middle school magician.
Okay.
Yeah, not as cool.
So you
not
made
cool.
it and won America's Got Talent. Now he's the man.
Wow.
That was a rough ride.
I'm thinking back to, what was it? The rapper, Mike Jones.
Oh, Mike Jones.
Yeah, Flossin? Yeah, exactly.
Mike Jones.
There's something about that.
I state flaws.
For a little bit of context, Lauren, how would you describe the dynamic, the relationship, the everything that is Craig and,
oh my God.
And our new perpetual roommate?
Craig is probably the only friend of ours that is allowed to fly here on a one-way ticket.
Wow.
It was a one-way ticket. But
no, I know. No,
we never talked about it.
Yeah, it was
now.
A one-way ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something. You're the only friend that's allowed to show up
Thank you.
To our guest bedroom with a one-way ticket.
I would have lied and said you had one on the way back, just in case she like, brought it up.
Just keep pushing it back.
Right. Yeah. But like, why? Why is that?
I don't know. Okay, so, I mean, Craig is kind of like, East Coast Jeremy a little bit. You guys are also about like half an inch off. So it's like you guys are just two giant bearded men, white dudes.
Right. No, you go ahead.
That's bearded?
Yeah.
Come on.
Is it not bearded? No, right? Stubbly?
Craig got mad at me. He asked me what my beard routine was and he didn't like my answer and he hasn't respected my beard. Like before he was like, how do you get it to always like look like it's kind of fine? Like at all times and I told him what I do and he goes, nah, stupid. I don't like that. Like,
no, I don't respect it at all. As a bald man, I hate to have to do this and grow a nice beard and keep, it's terrible. I'd rather have a flock.
Do you use like a beard? Cause I know there's hella beard products, right?
Yeah, tons.
Is there an MLM for beard products?
We should start one. I know a couple that do distribute them. if you have 10 friends that are interested, I'd be happy to jump on Zoom.
So, on that note, Craig actually happens to be subject domain expert on something that I think we're both fascinated by. Uh-huh. That I think, looking at America, apparently a large portion are currently indebted to.
It's wild. We were Googling stats,
didn't say what it was.
And by like also by doing research, I read the top two articles on Google that came up when I Googled things about MLMs.
Got it.
That was the context we were missing there. And that is MLMs. And we did throw that
acronym. What does MLM mean?
We threw that acronym out there a few times.
Go ahead.
And if you don't know what MLM is, most people apparently don't know what it stands for either. And we're going to break it down. Well, I'm not. You are. Multi-level marketing, or my new favorite term, as I've heard a few times this week, network marketing.
Yep.
Oh, that's even a better. Oh, that's even better.
That's how you sneak under the Facebook group algorithms. Yeah.
Well, like, what's crazy is like network marketing and social selling and everything. That sounds like a job description that could fit into your bucket.
Network marketing sounds good.
Yeah.
Because like you're just marketing to people within your network.
You should start telling people that you are a professional and full-time network marketer online.
Oh, they're going to love that.
Let's take it two steps back. Not to draw things, you know, too far out, but I think a little bit of context here as well. Craig, who are you? How'd you get here?
Yeah. So shout out for having me on the show. Rhode Island, we made it to Hollywood. Guys, check us out. No, I was born in the dark. Yeah, I still started in MLM. I was from Rhode Island. There was like, nobody had any money. This is where business goes to die. And my father owned a hair salon. And I was like, you know, he's working his tail off and he loves what he does, but not this much. And so when I saw a presentation that all I had to do was sign up 10 friends who would eventually go sign up 10 friends who would eventually pay me $50,000 a week, I was like, well, I'm going to go do this. This is way better.
By the way, if you give me that picture right now, I'd be like,
that sounds pretty good.
That's not that bad.
And you get a car? I don't have to cut hair every day. This is great.
Do you know how to cut hair?
No, well, that's, you know, Too soon.
Sorry.
No, I get too angry.
Yeah, got it.
He shaves his
health. It's like resentment.
Yeah, every 2 weeks. Working on my own right now.
That's okay. And by the way, in case you didn't pick up on it, Craig is in what the, how many phases are there of accepting baldism? And you're
at nine.
What, nine? Okay.
Yeah, we're at 10.
Okay, got it. You're accepting it and your plugs are coming soon.
Yes.
Or not so soon.
No, plugs are out now, right?
We're going to Turkey. Yeah.
With hair transplant.
Oh, full transplant.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
What's a plug? Plugs are different though, right?
Plugs are the FUE. That's a separate episode. Listen,
Watch
there's an MLM episode. For that.
Okay, there's an MLM for that.
Okay, so when you say you're, what age did you discover your Lord and Savior MLM?
Yeah, so I was like, you know, was trying to be entrepreneurial, like sales, like the idea of making money with your mind or talking to people. Like, I got that, right? So it started with Cutco Knives, which is not technically an MLM. This is direct selling. Okay, so you want to go through the different name. Direct selling doesn't necessarily mean you're growing a team. You could be selling Tupperware, you could be selling knives, whatever. So it started with Cutco Knives.
By the way, that was the one that was my only story I had.
You sold knives?
No, and I got there one day and I was like,
I guess you have to make a sale.
You sold knives?
No.
Oh
yeah.
No. Oh no, yeah. No. I got to the day of and I go, y'all are idiots. I'm not doing this.
How do I not know this? Wait, this is so fucking funny. Yeah. Who roped you in?
Well, that's a good question. I was probably bullshitting somebody somewhere about something. And they were like, dude, you know what would be perfect for you? And I was like, tell me more.
Yeah.
Because I know a guy, like kind of thing. And then, you know.
What if I told you there was a way? You know, that's the ultimate.
All right. So we'll go back to my Cutco experience. Yep. Go ahead.
Yeah. In short, I was just sitting there, you know, looking at everything else that happened in Rhode Island. And I'm like, wait a second. The handles on these knives are the same material as a Porsche bumper, which is made out of bullet. People need these.
By the way, full tang.
People need to know
full
this.
Tang.
Yeah. Like I'm fired up about knives. At the worst presentation I've ever seen. My mom's the only person that bought some. We quit. You know, so that was like direct selling. So I guess it was my first intro into there.
And by the way, is that like the gateway drug to MLM?
Knives?
No, usually it's straight MLM, which was the second run with Mona V. Classically famous.
Mona V.
Binary two-leg berry juice. It used to come wine bottles of juice.
Oh.
Super acai. That was the introduction of the acai berry. And they did 950 million in 6 years until they kind of got shut down, went backwards, the binary imploded, compensation plan failed. And it's one of the famous stories. They were all too successful because they put acai on the map and everybody just put it out for nothing on, you know, Costco shelves. And
yeah. Jeremy had an acai bowl for breakfast today.
Yes. Sure did.
Wow.
Basically an MLM.
Right. Basically. Uba tuba, we did not mean
but
that.
Like, I wonder if you just unpacked all the successful things today and like got back to the root of like, how do we get this thing off the ground?
Well, Tupperware. I totally forgot that like middle-aged women used to have Tupperware parties and make all of their friends buy Tupperware.
Every dish that they're I real businesses. Ate.
Wait, wasn't as a, there as one too with like ceramic plates? Wasn't that one too?
Oh yeah. So, and people don't want to talk about this, but Richard Branson and Warren Buffett own a piece of Tupperware. These guys invest in MLMs. These guys are idiots.
I mean, I don't think of MLM when I think of Tupperware. You know what I think of? I think of Chris.
Sad single moms.
I think of Chris DeStefano or whatever saying
DeStefano?
Tupperware. Tupperware.
Well, I think of every single like dish that I ever had as a child, which was kept in Tupperware.
Yeah.
Oh, are you kidding me? We have a great collection downstairs.
Yeah.
Of which you made me throw out half.
Well, I think it's come out that just about everyone is just riddled
it's just
with
BPA
cancer.
And stuff. Yeah. A little side of cancer.
Yeah.
Is that included in the presentation that you make when you do the Tupperware thing?
No. We'll say just about anything.
So I read too that it's MLM. What can you walk through the legality behind MLM? Because some of them are illegal, but some of them are not.
So the word pyramid scheme has been thrown out there many a time. Now, a pyramid scheme is really like robbing Peter to pay Paul. So if you ever heard of like Bernie Madoff, famous $50 billion scam that he ran, was just taking old investors' money to pay new ones.
Right.
So that happens every day in the world in many businesses. What makes it an illegal pyramid scheme is if you're selling a product and the money that's coming in is more from the people that are joining the business and not customers that are not attached to a financial opportunity. The CFTC has recently said that number should be 6-to-1. So you should have at least 6 times as many customers as you do reps or salespeople, which like none of these companies do.
Yeah. Which is kind of insane though, because I think to myself, Wow. I'm going to have to do
that. Right, that's the test.
It's people reining in people who are reining in people and no one's actually selling anything.
Yeah. I mean, some people do. I mean, we were watching something the other day. They were saying that, New Skin, right? 93% of people that were in New Skin over the last year didn't make over $10. Sounds terrible, right?
So who do you credit as the best MLM pitch that you've ever got?
Kangen Water's got a good pitch. The pH levels and the best presentation ever.
Go ahead. I just like to me, like what takes the cake for you?
The best pitch is, so when you go to these conferences,
right,
everybody gets up there, you got to work on your story. Learn how to tell your 30-second story, your 1-minute story. If you go over 2 minutes, you're a loser. Like, shut up, you're going to get pulled off stage. And you edify everyone along the way. So you want the guy that walks across the stage and you're like, if that guy is making this kind of money, okay, we can do this. So they die for stories. Like, they the plumber that like doesn't have a cell phone, that signed up his one cousin who went to the top, bagged it, this guy's making it. And so you want that kind of guy. And so one of them is, Banjo Larry. Dude, he sold more skincare in Texas than like any man in the history of time.
Banjo Larry.
He would come out with a banjo. He's in overalls. Like, I don't know what we're doing, but it's going well. And I want to thank the CEO. And people would go nuts. This guy was a celeb.
Oh my. Also, that would only happen in Texas.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
No, I can think of a few other states that would happen. Just fine. Yeah. Just fine. Wait, okay. So
it's wild.
And is there an ideal, obviously in my job, if I'm bringing people onto my team to sell things, there's no money to be made internally. I don't think I can do that. I'm trying to think of a use case where someone I bring in to actually, none of us can be indebted at all, like legally. So it's like, it's a completely different like structure. So who do you look for to be your, like you bring in, right? There has to be like what you're looking, like I know what I'm looking for when I want like somebody else to sell, but like, what are they looking for? Like, oh, that guy's perfect, right?
This feels like a prey question.
What?
Like who's your prey?
But it's true, like who is the
ideal? It's a great question.
Yeah.
The easiest way to answer it is deep pocket dummies to start, because you got to get off the ground.
Right. But like, well, it's the opposite. Like, I'm looking for people that like don't need money. Right. Which I'm sure everyone at some like levels like, wow, that I don't need money. Like, well, I'll just put this to work kind of thing, which I get also as well. But like the idea of like going after somebody who has already has value to literally everybody but themselves.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's a weird dynamic.
Yeah.
No, it really is. So ideally now you'd want somebody with a following that is like a niche following that could go produce, like push content on social media, whatever. Back in the day, you needed somebody that was hungry, that could like present, was willing to learn, work hard, go to multiple meetings every week and, you know, throw the hotel meetings and do all this stuff. And so it's just, so it's changed a little bit.
Right.
But like if I was to stack it up now, it used to be hotel meetings like crazy. Now it's just.
And what is a hotel?
What's a hotel?
You buy a hotel is where it goes. So every week you got to have a weekly hotel meeting. Okay, there's a system to this.
Okay, walk us through it.
Saturday trainings, usually Tuesday or Wednesday night meetings at the hotel. You rent out a little room in the hotel. You do the presentation.
And when you say a conference room or like
conference room.
Got it. Yeah. I was like, y'all just like hop into like a double queen.
That's what I'm throwing. There's two people. If somebody else threw it, there's hundreds of people going crazy.
Got it.
They even charge you to come in as a guest sometimes. It's crazy.
Oh,
you weren't charging a guest to come check out your presentation.
Wow.
Awesome. Honestly, great sellers.
It really is.
That's selling.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to start charging for my meetings.
Yeah.
That's called consulting.
Oh, yeah.
True.
True. No, so it's absolutely wild. And so there's like this weekly routine. I think a lot of people do it because they're looking to be a part of something bigger than themselves.
Yeah, community.
Right? That's why people do religion a lot of times. That's why they join whatever local club. Like, and so they get that out of it. It's great. But I would say all like the great contacts that I've made in my life are somehow tied to somebody at MLM. It really is. And there's some great people that have done unbelievable, but for the most part, especially right now, this business is a mess, especially in the United States.
Got it. Yeah, I like how you say this business.
I know, I was going to say this business. So
it's a real biz.
What, my brain is stuck, or like the blank spot that I have that I don't know the answer to, is when you, just say you recruit 10 people. Yep. So just say you're selling dog toys, right? But you're like not really making, so again, it's like you're not really selling dog toys, you are.
You're recruiting dog toy sellers.
Yes.
Yes.
So when they continue to recruit more people under them, where's the, like, how does the financial structure work of making money from the other people who are and not really dog toys are not really getting sold? So it's like, where does the money come from when it has the whole pyramid built?
Great
question. So there's many different like comp plan structures. The most common are like two. So the mode is called a binary comp plan.
Okay.
That's where you see all the circles in the pyramid and you're like, oh, I just need to get one guy left and one guy right. And some of the other ones are a little crazy, right? So they have three legs, or a matrix where you go 20 legs wide. So it can change. But for the most part, you're growing a sales organization. You're taking a rip off everything that organization does. You make a little bit more off people that you personally bring in as salespeople, but it doesn't matter. Every dud knows a stud. You could land on somebody, you know, levels down that takes off and just, you know, runs Laguna Niguel now just doing all the meetings. You don't know. And
half the things you just said, go ahead. Yeah.
Isn't it Laguna Nigel?
No, it's Nigel.
Is it Nigel?
It's not Nigel.
I've thought it was Nigel for forever.
I know nothing about California. I promise you, it's not Nigel.
I believe you. And that you said that, and I was like, I think I'm wrong here.
Yeah.
Well, what did we just learn the other day? It's ad nauseum and not at nauseum.
I thought it was nip it in the butt my whole life.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough. Yeah, that one's butt. I know.
I'd let that one roll.
We can edit that.
Yeah.
No, I definitely, ad nauseum though, I would have put money on it was ad nauseum.
Little Greek, little Latin, little something.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Anyway, we digress. I messed that up. And so
wait, I still don't understand though. Like, where does the money come from the bottom, and how does it make it up to the top?
We're going like that. So you're getting a rip off of your entire organization.
Yeah.
All right. So for a lot of companies, we say we pay to infinity. Yes.
Can I get a user journey? Like, you day one sign up, right?
Yeah. Oh, this is great. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You sign up, and the idea is to move up the organization. And let's say that this person is, but they're moving upward, not downward, at least for a couple of years. What's that look like versus like where they're bringing the money in versus where they need to bring the money in versus where their dollars are using? Like, how's that work?
Yeah, it's crazy. So it's changed now, but it mostly would start with a call that you don't pick up because you feel like you're going to get pitched by somebody who's MLM.
Okay.
You don't take the call.
Right.
You get a text. Yeah, I got something you got to see. I got to talk to you. Give me like 2 minutes. You know, you're going to get pitched. You take the pitch anyway. You go to the hotel meeting and you're somebody that is just has no idea what they're talking about is making great money. You're like, damn it. All right, let me talk to this guy.
Fucking Banjo Larry.
You ask him how he did it, and he's like looking for a next stud, and you're in. So I remember I was working, I had like struggled in MLM for years and was like, I didn't want to do it. I didn't like it.
Did but you like, know it made you were
sense.
Doing MLM?
The financial model made sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, got it.
And then when I was like 26, I met this guy, Ron Forrester. He was in the skincare company, and I went to some Saturday meeting that one of my buddies who sold insurance told me about. I checked it out, and everybody, like, the dream was to make 10 grand a month. That's the level in network marketing. You're a six-figure earner home.
120K.
You don't have a boss. That's great, right? Yeah. You get all kind of write-offs. But, like, that's cool, but that wasn't, like, that big to me. And so, being from Rhode Island, we never met anybody like this. So, the guy came up, and he was making 70 grand a month. I literally pushed everybody out of the way. I said, sir, I'm taking you to go get oysters. Tell me whatever I need to do, who I need to do it to, and for how long, and I'll do it right now. And so I locked in with this guy. So I think it takes somebody like having success.
Right.
It makes sense to see it. Like, okay, this at least works. May not be working for these guys.
That's fair.
But the model works.
Somebody can figure it out. Yeah.
Aspirational.
Yeah.
So once you see that, then you lock in. You get your little workbook. You go home. You're told to write down a list of everybody you know, a list of everybody they know. And, you know, if you just go through these exercises and don't prejudge, you have thousands of names of people waiting to talk to you, right?
Waiting to talk to you.
Then we need to group these people. Yeah, who has no influence? Who has a lot of influence? Who's busy? You want to talk to the busy people that have influence, right? But if you don't have any influence yourself, your pitch to them is like, hey, listen, I really respect you in business. Something came across my desk because I had to sleep in my mom's basement because I have a desk. Something came across my desk and I was hoping that you would just take a minute to look after it to make sure that I'm not getting burned because I so respect your decision. If I sent you a quick video, would you take a look and give me your honest feedback and just pray that they don't hang up?
But like, I hate this because if someone I thought was the total loser, and I genuinely could give them 3 minutes and help their entire
you
life
would.
Out, I would.
Yeah, you totally
like,
would.
Like if they had
that's
some,
like a very
no.
Wholesome.
He's going down to two. I do three.
Like like if I thought they didn't need it, I'm like fuck off. But I was like, yeah. All right.
No, that's like a wholesome question.
Yeah.
That if you're not the worst person in the world, you would say yes to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, how do you say no? Imagine getting
unfortunately,
a call.
The worst person in the world's on the other side of it.
Yeah. No, right. But imagine like some 20-year-old kid who's trying to make it, calls you. It's your friend's son.
Yeah.
He's trying to be entrepreneurial. Yeah, you'll take the call. What are you going to say?
Okay, so did they, what happens next?
Yeah, so, okay.
Yeah, so you, and they're not gonna listen to you. So the whole idea is like, you don't want people selling, right? You want them just sharing third party information.
Oh,
it's the same for everybody. Okay. That way, if I can just teach you to share or shoot a text, you know, you might not be a great presenter. You might not have all the answers to the questions. We're relying on third party tools.
Okay.
To do the work.
Okay.
Used to be magazines, then became videos and tapes and DVDs. You know, it really has evolved. But third-party tools, whoever's pumping the most third-party tools through the organization, that's a perfect presentation every time. You know, so you end up just becoming distributor of content, magazines, videos, whatever, samples, and let it grow.
Well, I still understand, where's the money coming from?
Yeah, so most people, when they sign up, we'll get to that. So some, it's supposed to be off product sales and people getting started.
Right.
Now, most MLMs, especially product MLMs, there's like a starter pack.
Wait, this is where it comes in, where you have to put your own money up to it to get started, right?
That's not, I mean, that's every business in the world, or at least should
true.
Be.
True, yeah. But
the benefits and even the tax benefits of doing this for $500 to $1,000, you can lose money for 3 years as long as you had a dream and still write it off. It is good for some people rather than, you know, taking $30,000 out and starting a tanning salon. Like it's a legit, you know, opportunity to save money on taxes.
And I just want to make sure that we're talking about a tanning salon.
Tanning.
No G in tanning.
Yeah, but
tannin.
This money, so when you get started, I'm signing you up today. All right, Lauren, you know what? You're going to kill this, but I want you to move fast. I don't want you to go slow. Let's get you started at the $1,000 pack so you have enough bottles to sample out amongst your friends. Your friends are going to do what you do. And if we want to grow fast and not really take our time with this because success loves speed, then we should get you started here today.
I'm sold. I'm 100% sold.
Yeah.
So then do you take any dollars of that $1,000?
Yeah. So right off the rip, if I personally recruit you.
Yes.
And for $1,000, I'm making an average of $200 to $250 off the rip.
It's pretty good.
Oh, fuck. I thought you were going to say like $50.
Well, now it is, but yeah, like max 220,
wow.
Like 160 to 220.
Okay. So like 20%.
Then I'm getting a percentage of your weekly check match, like every week or month or whatever. So
basically
you're growing these buckets, right? They're doing sales from customers coming in. They're doing sales mainly from new people getting started, and all this money like fills these buckets.
Got it.
At the end of the month, it all funnels up through the computer system and it tallies out who brought in who and did what and gives you a rip down everything forever. So it's kind of like the now money versus the later money. So the idea is like, don't worry about growing a huge team and managing everybody. Go sign up as many people as you possibly can. Most people quit. We'll land on a couple stars and help them duplicate and do the exact same thing. So we're going to give you more money up front and load the comp plan so you get fired up and excited and have a story. But the idea is you're feeding that little check that grows over time exponentially. And that's the residual income that comes from all the schmucks buying skincare for the rest of their lives.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That connected so many dots for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my MLM light bulb lit. Yeah.
All right. Lit.
Well,
lit.
It makes sense that like the products that make the most sense are the ones that have an expiration date.
Yeah. Consumable products are usually best.
Yeah.
You want somebody to run out of it every month.
Right. Even if they don't, that part's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want them on auto ship. You get residual income, not from new people signing up, from auto ships that they're on every single month.
Yeah, fucking now, vitamins. Oh my God. There's like one probiotic that I'm taking right now and I'm so backed up because we don't need to go into details.
Backed up on the product.
What?
Yeah, back that up.
Genuinely on this probiotic, literally both because there's too much fiber in it. Anyways, I've got too many.
And that was Wild Till 9. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. I want to thank our sponsors over at Pepto-Bismol.
You know, you like a.
I was
like
gonna say you love
Pepsid guy.
You know what? You know what? Craig just
is that
learned?
What it gave me black tongue? By the way,
yes. That's I was gonna say true. Craig just learned that if you eat especially the chewies of the Pepto, it turns your tongue black.
Is that so?
We both had one. And his tongue was white.
I did not have a
Pepto. No, Pepto.
Oh.
But you know that what comes out on the other side of Jake Pepto is black.
Yes.
It's charcoal. I think it's charcoal that helps neutralize the stuff that's like making your stomach feel bad.
Concerning.
Anyway, you had a black tongue. Yes.
But 12 hours later.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, very in the strange. Morning too, the next day, you took more and tongue black.
Well, now we know.
Now we know.
Yeah, okay, any immediate questions from this?
I mean, I have so many.
Yeah, it's a pretty serious rabbit hole.
I mean, honestly, listening now, I'm like, that is a pretty, pretty, yes.
Listen, the idea is good, right?
Right.
So if I want to start a business and we want to hire salespeople, I need to hire people and pay them a salary to hope that they sell shit. So then like later we'll give them a commission and whatever. There's a lot of overhead with that. There's training. There's a lot of turnover.
Yep.
Here, you don't hire any salespeople. They pay to get started and you only pay them if they make sales.
Right.
So it's just a different distribution network. There's pull-through marketing where we put out ads and stuff where you inquire from us. This is very much push-through marketing. We're moving products into the marketplace, whether you like it or not.
You could be a spokesperson for the MLM industry.
Yeah, for like the AA of MLM.
Of MLM. Right. Yes,
like
exactly.
Recovery MLM.
By the way, is there one?
Yeah. So remember like the clip that we saw?
Yeah.
Like in Latin America, they're everywhere. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Like therapy for MLM.
Yeah. It's like really big business. Like
Marketers Anonymous.
It sells like $350 billion a year.
Okay. I'm going to run through some stats real quick just to give us some perspective. So this is from, again, Fundura by NerdWallet. So I'm not entirely sure how credible these sources
are.
Yep.
I like it.
I mean,
it
sounds pretty good. So this is a 2020 or 2021, I think. So about 1 in 13 adults have participated in MLM. True or false? Not true or false, but like, do you feel like that's true?
I would
false?
Say higher.
Higher?
Yeah.
More than 1 in 13?
Absolutely. 83% of 78% of all women in the United States who make over $100,000 a year do it through some form of direct selling.
Shut the fuck up the
stat,
right now.
Literally the stat that I was reading all this stuff and the one that I was like, this can't be real. Please work.
Okay, here's my next
Which
one.
Which is why it's so easy to fall in love in MLM because these girls are dreaming. They're, you know, it's amazing.
MLM industry grossed $35.4 billion in 2018.
That's gotta be just in the US. Worldwide it's-
Oh yeah, that's just US. That's okay. Just US, yeah.
Yep.
It costs an estimated $25,000 to launch an MLM.
No, way more if you wanna fail immediately, yeah.
More?
Oh yeah.
How much do you think it
is? It depends if it's a product or service. When we've done it, like if we're the guy we might have done it with tomorrow, owns one. you know, we're not going there, but at least 1.3. To really do it.
$1 million.
Yeah, especially if you're manufacturing your own products, then absolutely.
No. Yeah. I think this means to launch an MLM. I think this means like when you're recruiting a new person.
Oh no. No, it's much less.
Yeah, much less. Okay, that's what I was gonna say. Yeah. So cause like with the people, the starter pack, $1,000.
Oh yeah.
So you think it's less than $25,000?
Oh, for sure. If you see a starter pack for $25,000, just absolutely run. Run as fast as
run
you possibly
faster
can.
Than you should run already. To
if I see it $25,000, I'm calling you and going, they've either done it.
We found one.
Yeah,
I have an opportunity that you need to hear about.
Yeah.
66% of MLM participants invest less than $1,000.
I say that sounds probably right.
That's probably right. And then this one, only 25% of MLM participants turn a profit.
It's less.
That
it's
feels way less. Way
less?
Too, that yeah. feels way too high.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's way less.
God.
Way
oh, and high. Wellness, and this one I feel like aligns with everything you've said already. Wellness and cosmetics/personal care are the top direct selling categories.
Yep. Well, vanity and beauty are never going away. So, man, that was a pitch when we were doing skincare. It's like, guys, you walk into a Macy's and look at every part of this store is sold and rented out by the square foot, except for one section that you see as soon as you walk in. Guess what that is? Skin and beauty. And it's the only part of the store they sell by the square inch. It's how valuable the space is.
Really?
Lancome and L'Oreal inch. Are just fighting. And they battle for this department store space. Now it's changed since Macy's no longer is relevant, but this is how it used to work. So skincare companies are crazy in this space.
Oh my God. So have you, Jeremy, have you ever been recruited outside of your one day of knife selling for an MLM?
That was knife throwing. That's a little different.
Yeah.
Did I say knife throwing?
No, I'm kidding. Jeremy, when you used to be a sword swallower, tell us.
No. Well, when you get to the certain part of the count plan, like you have to prove that like you know the product. No, I am. Well, I think does meeting Craig count?
No. He's a recovering MLM addict.
Thank you. Yeah. We don't. Let's not rub it in my
face.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, he's not recovering.
What do you mean?
You never recovered.
Yeah.
You never.
Once you're in, you're in. Right, no. Yeah. I don't. I don't think so.
Huh? Really? That's actually shocking. Because you've been in sales for so long.
Yeah, but like, I hate being sold.
That's absolutely not true. Sometimes we had a bug guy come to our door one time. And like they shockingly go door to door to like see if you can hire them to like do the bug spray and stuff like to make sure that your house isn't infested by anything.
I'm a sucker for all that stuff.
Yeah, but like, but he like got three words through like whatever he was trying to get to. And I was just like, here's the exact thing that will get this thing closed. And he goes, I can do that. Done?
No. This might have been a different thing then. You let the guy pitch, and at the end, you were like, "That was a good pitch. I will fire my old bug guy."
Yeah, I think I might have done that.
Yeah,
Jeremy likes a good pitch.
He was like, "I got time."
I like a good pitch, but people are just so bad. Here's why I'm not attracted to it because when I see that there's like an army of people that are doing the same thing and selling, I'm like, "No, not interested."
You don't want to be part of the army?
I like to sell something that nobody else has figured out how to sell.
But babe, what if you're the leader of the army?
No, not interested.
Now let's talk like big numbers here, right? So some of my buddies, like the top network marketers make a lot of money.
Like how much?
Like a lot. So the top one is Alex Morton, for sure. Okay. Anyone who tells you otherwise is lying.
And what's he sell?
Well, they're an owner. So he's executive vice president now for iMarkets Live, or iMastery Academy, because they've had to rebrand. He's got to be pulling $3 million a month.
A month?
Yeah.
What in the absolutely actual bond. Fuck?
Got started in energy drinks, blew it up, controversial, went to Jeunesse, took a spot over at IML, blew it up in 2015, ran like crazy. And it's the number one like Forex trading education platform.
Forex?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. I have heard about this. Yeah. Right. It's like how to trade or whatever, right? Yeah. The whole like manual situation. Yeah, but
Forex in particular is like,
isn't that already kind of
like
scamming?
There's like 8 people in the world who make money trading Forex. Don't let anyone fool you. But
do we know someone who just?
We do.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, I think we know someone who does Forex trading. Yeah.
God bless them.
You think they're one of the 8?
No.
I also don't think they're one of the 8.
Yeah.
So like if you were going to start an MLM tomorrow.
Yes.
What would you start?
We would just start a church, like we were saying.
You're right.
So that's good. If I had to start one tomorrow, all right, so the game has shifted radically.
Like, okay.
So the average product life cycle for like someone to sign up, how long do they stay on auto ship before they drop off because, you know, their wife left them because they spent the rest of their money. So that's usually 90 days. And then someone drops off. In health and wellness is 90 days, skin core a little bit longer. A service is what you need now. Amazon has destroyed product network marketing.
Like, why is that?
Because A, you can just sell it on Amazon, right? Get it on eBay. Or what happens is most people sign up, they go to tell their wife that they just signed up or tell their husband, the husband tells them they're a loser. They're like, oh my God. And they try to return it. The company's like, you can't return it. You bought it. So they just turn and try to dump it online. And they get backed up with so much product because they're not drinking 100 milkshakes a day. And so they're garage qualified. Their garage is loaded up with products.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, even if I can get half my money back, let me dump it on Craigslist. And it's like, it's whack-a-mole. It's impossible for companies to try to shut this down. They try, but.
You know. Is it even like, what, you not authorized for other sell? Like, is that like the one they're trying to like hide behind?
Yeah. Like the terms and conditions are crazy.
Right.
But I mean, at the end of the day, like Amazon has created such an unbelievable user experience of convenience and low prices. These companies are marking up their prices like crazy. 7-8x at least, because they have to pay all these people through the downline, where I can get the same product, you know, not have to be bothered by anybody for a fraction of the cost. So it's changed the game a lot. So if we were starting one, it would have to be a service.
Right.
Crypto and MLM have been the worst thing that's ever happened to the universe so far.
Crypto Craig.
Yeah, when I wrote the 10 Crypto Commandments back in 2016, number 4 was crypto and MLM. Never shall the two meet. When that changes, I will call you.
But like, you're so right, because the when it is combined, oh my God.
Yeah.
No one wins.
Back in the day, you could stay in Amway for 10 years, Herbalife for 10 years and not make any money and show up because, you know, you're working on yourself. You had a good group of people and you were fired up about something, had the long-term vision. Today, I mean, how many videos were we scrolling through on TikTok just last night? You got 6 seconds. If the people aren't making money quick, they're going to go try to trade crypto, mint NFTs.
Yeah.
You're gone.
There's never been more options
to
think that you might be able to do something well that you've never done well before in your life.
Yeah, you're not sticking around for 5 years because like it makes you feel good.
No, what used to be like I got this license. Oh, now I'm trying this. It's like, no, you don't need a license.
Yeah.
Just get started.
Yeah. Just go on Adobe and fake whatever license you have.
Grab a Twitter profile all day.
May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Okay, so there's got to be a story here that we wouldn't even know how to ask for, but like, what are some of the stories that you wish that like, if you could just turn that into a piece of content, no one would ever want to like do MLM again? Because like, okay, if that's a thing, I'm out.
Yeah, so there's a lot.
Or just a story in general that you feel like would be best shared with as many people as possible.
Like a teachable moment?
Yeah, or not so teachable, fuck it, whichever one.
Teachable moment.
A teachable moment with comedy infused.
All right, words. So the first guy I ever met and like that was making big money at a big Texas oil accent, right? And so the whole idea is like, you want to get yourself out of the way, right? So I was finally gathered the stones to pitch my doctor on this skincare product, right? So I went in, it's like, Dr. Brooks, there we go. Pitched him on it. And so basically he was very uninterested, followed up, tried to talk to him. And what you want to do is set up a three-way call, especially back in the day. So this is the thing, right? Three-way calling was just a thing. It's like, hey, dude, I'm so glad I got you. You're never going to believe this. I was able to get my mentor on the phone. This guy making like 70 grand a month. He knows everything about the company, the science, like whatever you can imagine. Hold on one sec. Let me see if I can get him. Obviously, this guy's waiting on the other line because he knows he's about to talk to a doctor. Here you go. You set it up. So I kept trying to do this. And the doctor was waiting and my buddy is just not picking up his call. Now, my buddy is, you know, 70-year-old guy from Texas. But so he had this heavy Texas accent. So I was like, I'm pacing around my basement. And in my head, I'm like, if I land a doctor, I'm retired.
You know? Right, because so like,
there's a lot of pressure.
The doctor's pushing it. Oh my God.
I'm going to the moon.
Yeah.
So I was like, I was all pacing around, sweating in my basement, like trying to figure out this call. And the guys, I could set up a three-way call and he's not picking up. So I faked him as the three-way call. So he had a very slow accent. I was like, well, let me tell you something about this Craig here. He is a dedicated, young, driven individual, smarter than most that I've seen from the East Coast. And so I faked this guy the whole time. And I'm having a conversation with the three of us as this guy.
As two people?
Yeah, as two people. Like the slow.
You start answering yourself in the wrong accent.
Yeah.
And you start tripping over your accent. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, obviously the call didn't go well. Fast forward, I'm at the next conference and I'm telling my one buddy who's like one of the big earners, is just a friend in the company. And he goes, dude, I'm done. I go, dude, don't tell him. I'm going to get kicked out of the company. I don't know how serious this guy is, like, whatever. And he came over. He's just like, well, that is duplication. This is the best thing I've ever heard. So they had me faking three-way calls for all these people for like ever. I grew like this little group pretending to be this guy that was on these calls because I couldn't get him. And he was pumped up because he didn't have to be on the calls. He's like, you fake my voice all you want. So the basically.
Because it all came back to him anyway.
Yeah. The idea of this is that you want to get the heck out of the way. Let third-party tools do the work and use duplication.
Wow.
Fail systems do not.
Wow.
So yeah, don't let any of this like turn you off from MLM. I hate it, but I've learned so many great things. I would say financially, it's set me back 5 years, but relationally has set me forward 20. Like my network is huge, but it's been crazy.
Network marketing.
Yeah.
So I got pitched to do MLM once in maybe like my first year of university. It was someone that I kind of knew through like acquaintances in high school.
Okay.
And she was doing It Works.
Okay.
And so I feel like It Works, if you're from my generation, and It Works, was that popular in America? Probably,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. I have no idea. What is this?
Oh yeah.
So at the time it was these super fucked up tummy wraps and it was supposed to like make you, honestly, it was probably like the sweat bands,
exactly.
Stomach sweat thingies that they have now.
Like forget the pills. We're just going to wrap you in saran wrap and sweat it out.
Right.
Of you.
And which Kylie Jenner was basically doing a couple of years ago on Instagram too. Like the Kardashians.
No, it
that
worked.
Shit.
I think that's worked.
It's just water weight though. Yeah. You're just like, so anyway, so she was pitching the shit out of like these cleanses and these body wraps. And she was just fucking reaching out to everyone. Just like, yeah. I think that on Facebook, I just got like a very generic, just like this is how I've changed my life. Like, are you interested
you
in joining?
Yeah.
I don't think I even opened it.
Oh,
but
I thought you were 7 days in.
Yeah.
The kit was on the way.
I want to see the before and after.
No, yeah. No. But it was so interesting because she on her Facebook every single day, and like it was maybe like every couple of weeks, she'd say that she like reached a new tier, and now she had like,
oh, this girl's killing it. I like
she had like, and she had a kid like pretty young too, so she like had this
so
like
she has to do LMA.
New car. She's like, I am now the breadwinner of the family. Like it was so crazy, like how
and
much.
Meanwhile, her boyfriend's like, what is this?
Yeah, exactly. But every couple of weeks, she'd be gloating about like the new tier that she had reached, and like being like the quote unquote, you know, aspirational thing that she wanted to get other girls to like get into.
Yep.
And then like, how does this happen with so many like, I guess it's just like all the girls that I went to high school with now are doing it. And then there's another one that I've recently seen from people that
it's
I know.
It's gotta be Monet.
Of which one?
The hair products?
No, the one that I keep seeing is that like, it's some kind of like weird life coach thing.
Okay.
And I don't even know what they're selling. I don't even know what she's like, what goal is. That, yeah, what she's like trying to bring people in to do, but it's the same thing. Like
a John C. Maxwell program?
I don't know. Actually, you know what? I can probably find it.
So like a lot of the big speakers either came from MLM or crush it at MLMs and go push tons of books through the organization. So they'll speak. And then the CEO, who is God, essentially of the company, comes out and is like, oh my God, everyone buy this book now. Here's the code. And like, you can't leave until you bought the book.
Right.
So
like
these
exit ticket.
Yeah. These guys like want to get to speak to MLMs because they go share it with their big networks. Like and like this stuff works too. Like if we needed to move people in a country, like we have millions of people ready to go in all different spots that are dying for an opportunity. So like the networks are in place, but there was an NFT MLM that launched yesterday and they did like $4.3 million in 16 minutes.
What was the point?
MetaBountyHunters.io. I don't know. I didn't met one. I'm trying to stay away as I can from it, but there's two legends behind it. Holton Bugs made $100 million in network marketing.
And so when you make $100 million, do you actually make it, or is that like you before cost?
That's typically after. Like I'm talking about him as after.
Got it. Okay. Because like if you're buying half the shit.
Like $100 million is a lot to make from this.
$100 million is
what the fuck? That's like, that's more than I'll make in my whole life.
They run Houston, Texas.
Right.
Holton Bugs, A Bug's Life? Come on. It's great.
I did Bugs Life. But like, I just genuinely think that there's just so much overlap, and it's like so gray area where it drops off. And I'm sure
overlap of what?
Between this and like every world, like regular like structure.
Oh,
going out and finding people.
Well, that's why it's so fucking blurry.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, what, is there a question, if there was one question, if there is, that you could ask the person who's trying to convince you of said MLM that like, if they answer truthfully, we'll always be able to tell whether or not this MLM or not?
Yeah.
Is there a question?
Yeah. Which is terrible. Is it a binary? So is it two legs or three? Because if it's two, I'm negotiating my way into taking a corner spot. I'm doing the dirty.
Okay.
MLM.
And if it's three?
If it's three, then we got to talk to the CEO because I got to see where the breakage is in this comp plan because it doesn't make sense for us to build
or make breakage?
The company give us a leg where we turn it into a binary. It gets very, very crazy when you get to the math behind these things. But when you learn, eventually, like, you almost have to start low, just try to add value to somebody who's killing it in your company or the industry, then find out how it really works. And there's so many backdoor bridge country bringing in my whole team deals. It's crazy. There's lawsuits galore. Like,
oh my God, yeah.
It's really big.
Yeah.
Right.
We were kind of talking about this yesterday. Like, if you're a woman working for Microsoft making $30,000 a month, or, you know, 360 grand a year, because only people in MLM measure their incomes in a month or a day.
Yeah.
what's your salary?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You'd be out of your mind if you tell somebody what you make a month, right?
I have to do the math.
Yeah, but in MLM, that's the thing. So basically, if she wanted to leave Microsoft and go somewhere else, like that company would give her a salary and or some kind of package. She'd figure it out. Probably not going to get sued by the first one that went to the second one. In MLM, if you're making $30,000 a month, which is really great money, especially in the United States, you know, you're going to get sued instantly. And or if you go over to the other company and you even tell somebody in your current team about it, which of course you're going to, it's like your family, you're going to get sued. You instantly lose your income.
What?
So the other company, sometimes it makes sense. If you bring your team over, we'll give you 30 grand a month for 6 months and bridge you up to. So there's all kind of stuff that happens and that they can do. When you learn how it really works, it's like, wow, this is actually run by a mafia.
But it's almost like that company is buying it. They're giving that person enough money to like buy their little company.
Yep.
It's like an acquisition.
Right.
Like we think that people, like your little army of people are worth X amount of dollars.
Yes.
Therefore, we'll give you this much to bring that army over here.
Yep.
So that they're one selling for us, but also not selling for them.
So how'd you get out? What was the exit?
So I relapsed about 2 years ago.
Maybe we should make a trip to what was it? Did you say Brazil? Where
Brazil? I'm huge in Brazil. Yeah, no, I'm kidding. Why are we going to Brazil? We're going to Turkey. We get hair transplants. No. Brazil.
Where's the therapy again? What did you say?
The MLM therapy. Oh, they got them in Brazil.
Yeah. So maybe we head to Brazil for a quick.
There's like therapy just for people that were in Herbalife in Latin America. Like it's really crazy.
Around that targeted.
Yeah.
Well, I saw the numbers. Big numbers.
Yeah. Huge numbers.
That had to come from somewhere.
So you relapsed.
I relapsed. So made it quick. I got to like. 60,000 a month, and probably like 3-4 months, and then that didn't last. They screwed up a whole bunch of things. It pulled back. Good people, but you know, it just wasn't it. And it was only because it was like kind of like financial, educational, whatever. And I was gonna bring, you know, but no. So after that, I was like, yeah, I'm absolutely done. This is it. That was the last thing I'm doing. And now you see them, they just look worse. You know, it's terrible.
I mean, like, I genuinely don't understand how there's enough skin in the game with the internet to make it make sense.
No, I agree.
Right?
Like, it's really crazy.
So did you take a financial loss that was like, I don't want to do this anymore?
No, actually that company still pays me every month. It's just it never shrinks and shrinks and shrinks and shrinks.
I think it's like how I get a check from Tyler Perry for like the one line that I did in one movie.
You get a check? You get what?
A check.
From Tyler Perry?
Yeah.
That's the coolest thing I ever heard. Why?
Because I was in Butu, a Madea.
Oh, I thought you, like if you watch all the movies, he just sends you a check. You were in the movie?
Imagine. Yeah, I was in the movie.
You don't strike me as somebody that would be cast in a Madea movie.
It was, what are you trying to say?
Fair question.
I'm so intrigued.
No, but like, so
like, why are you living my dream?
It's a Halloween movie. And so every like October, November, I get a very small check and it gets smaller and smaller every year.
Awesome.
But people like Tyler Perry has a cult following. They are fucking, it's a huge.
He really does.
Yeah. So anyway, so I get a nice little check from.
He's like the male Oprah almost.
You're so right.
No one says that, but thank you.
Male Oprah.
Hmm. Let's talk about LuLaRoe, because I feel like sure. I feel like most of our listeners and like the general person, even people who are in MLM, probably don't have like the in-depth understanding that you do. Like the shit that you're saying is like over my head.
No, it's like speaking a different language. It really is. Like nobody knows these acronyms. I get it.
Yeah, right. So it's like, no, I have no idea what the fuck you're saying. Like, it'll make sense. But I feel like even if you were like a middle-aged mom, which is like the primary demographic of MLM sellers.
I see 74% are between 34 and 45.
On Facebook Lives.
On Facebook Lives. That's like the new Facebook Live is basically the new, like the shopping channel when they used to do the call-in selling.
Really?
QVC?
QVC. QVC. Yeah. Like we have a few friends who are like young entrepreneurs who like really believe in like live shopping.
I think live shopping.
It's back.
No. Live shopping is big. Just depends on what you're buying and how that is going. Totally. Is the difference there? Yeah.
I mean, minting an NFT is basically live shopping at this point now.
No. it's different. But yeah.
Oh, it's great.
Anyways, so what I was gonna say is that like I feel like there was this massive wave of LuLaRoe legging MLM sellers. It was crazy. It was huge.
Yeah. LuLaRoe.
Like, did you know about them?
No, but I knew of like a couple competitors that had the exact same model with like, you know, knockoff Lululemon clothes.
Oh my God, this is not knockoff Lululemon.
No, these were like nice.
Oh,
clothes,
these ones
were
nice.
They were just way cheaper.
Right, I see. Okay, so their thing was it was like, you know, quote, buttery soft leggings, but they had some whack ass patterns. Like it wasn't like just your basic black leggings. It was like fucking crazy patterns and like Christmas, they had the seasonal ones.
Yeah, and Christmas leggings.
Yeah.
And like this had a phase for sure, like maybe 8 years ago, 10 years ago, but now it's like, I don't really see people wearing like the crazy pattern leggings.
No.
And so girls would have just like these, they would like gut their houses to have these huge rooms just full of these crazy printed leggings.
And they got to throw parties, drink wine.
Yes. Throw parties, drink wine.
And it's an expensive endeavor.
I did it.
But like, I don't even know how they made this happen because like how many printed pairs of leggings does one bitch want?
Which is a great point. You want a monthly auto ship. I'm going to put you on auto ship. I know a guy that started a socks MLM. No joke. They were like bionic socks or whatever.
Yeah, I was signing for auto ship on socks.
I don't have to like wash mine very often.
They're like $60 pair of socks. Like, I was going. Yeah. Like, so it shows you an MLM how much you need to market up to make money. And my buddy's pit. I'm like, dude, I'll do whatever you need. I'll help. I'll buy whatever you need. I'm not signing. I'm not building anything. Just send me the link. And so I look at it and I'm like, he's like, well, we'll just do the auto ship. I'm like, I'm not going on an order of socks for the rest of my life for $60. Like that's the stupidest thing I ever heard. So with clothes, is a not consumable product or like a membership, right. I think is tough to really build any kind of residual income.
Yeah, that's so true. Especially with really tacky printed leggings.
Yeah.
And they had a lawsuit.
And, you know, probably not too many guys doing that. We can't, you know, we want something that appeals to both sexes.
Oh, I guess that makes sense. With skincare and like vitamins and stuff like that. That's much more
you
like
feet?
Unisex.
You have skin?
Yeah.
You're just the right customer.
I have the opportunity for you. Yeah.
I noticed when I walked up to you at Skin today. Yes.
But yeah, LuLaRoe, they had like a massive scandal. And I think because it was so recent, like so much social media got made around it. Yeah. And that's like the most mainstream one that I personally like know of.
Yeah.
And people would do like these unboxings. They'd get their massive like garage full of boxes of these leggings. They unbox and they've got holes. They're wet. They're moldy. Like they're just like falling apart. And it was so crazy. And then it was like heartbreaking though, because so many of these like terrible young women who were getting in this to be entrepreneurs, like they put up, I think, much more than $1,000. It seemed like, and they would lose so much of like the money that they had put into it.
But also like when you buy a product for the first time, like if it sucks, you can usually return it. But like you're saying, the terms and conditions for half these things, like, like you might not get your money back. This is your investment. Yeah. Like you own this business.
Hey,
like,
you're the idiot.
Yeah. Like you are literally the idiot. You're signing that you're the idiot. One more time. You are the idiot. Sign here. Okay. Got
it.
But like, you know, it's on a 473 page document that no one reads.
Can't read it.
Right. Yeah. So there's no returns.
Now there is sometimes they've had to open it up like the CFTC and like all the bodies of government that regulate like consumers not getting scammed in this space.
Yeah.
They change and stuff all the time, like 100%. So most of them have like a 3-day return policy or like a 6. They try to like make it before you get your box even, you know?
Yeah.
What?
And then there's all kind of stuff.
Damn.
And then what the hardest part is like, in my first company in 19, one of the things they revolutionized was daily pay. So like if you made a sale that day, your organization, whatever, you would get it paid right to your prepaid debit card for the company and good to go. I didn't care when I got paid. I just care if I got paid.
Right.
So that was cool. I'm like, I care more about making money than when I get paid. So with this, if your computer is calculating and you're making sales and crushing it, they pay out these commissions like at least the next week.
Right.
So then if somebody returns it afterwards, then they got to go pull from your commissions and do clawbacks. It can really get messy. So it's hard for the company to decide. Like they need to know, okay, already we're at high risk. We know there's an unbelievably high rate of return here. What time frame do we need to buy from like the merch processor to pay out the reps before we know that that number goes down? It's a lot of math.
I saw a stat that was like over 50% of people who do MLM come out within the first year.
Yeah.
They do it
say, for sure.
Yeah. I feel like it would be at least.
What's that. Like, so when you had friends that were coming out of it, like when they are, when they've recovered at the MLM, what was like the most common, I guess, not like breaking point, that makes it sound too intense, but like what was the most common like exit reason?
The company dropped the ball or it failed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, really? So it wasn't even them?
No.
Oh,
company
wow.
got shut down. Something changed.
Wow.
New law, like software went down. Some huge leader left and took everybody to a new company kind of thing. Like stuff like
damn.
That.
Damn.
You know, the president TikTok. Of sales
like,
left.
A lot of it's not like self-realization. It's like that you did not have another choice. Yeah. Like it is no longer available to you. So you had to do something new. And so you're either looking for a new job or like, hey, where'd y'all go? Can we like, yeah.
So with LuLaRoe, I saw TikTok. And it was the one girl, she was, I think she like was crushing it. I think she was actually like, like just actually selling hella fucking leggings.
Yeah.
And she said that she left, she sold all of her inventory. So she didn't really like lose money or anything. She sold all of her shit. She's like, but I quit because they just like weren't putting out new patterns and they kept like promising us like new designs. They never came out with it. She said, and then like at Christmas, the founders did a print of their faces on it. She was like, that was the final straw.
That's it.
That was it.
That would do it for me.
Yeah. If you print your name on my, I would wear your face on mine.
I wonder if the skincare products are actually good because like I know so many people who did like Avon and like Mary Kay. I actually had someone, there was like a house on my drive every day to high school that had the pink Cadillac.
Yeah.
That was Mary Kay?
That's a real thing.
No, that was
Mary
Avon.
Kay. No, Mary Kay.
That was Mary Kay. That's Mary Kay. Yeah. And so like how many sales, do they still do the pink caddy?
Yeah.
They do.
But like a lot of these companies, the older ones, like the ones from the list that you looked at, like the top companies, are all overseas. Like if they start in the United States, you know, you get your rush, people quit. Mm. You might get some second form momentum, maybe, but nope, they don't care. They're skimming. They're on to the next country doing it again.
And they built a brand.
And trying to keep a flock of people that stay as it goes longer.
Oh, so it goes international, a lot of these companies.
Yes, most of them, most of all the ones you named all do internationally. If you try to sign somebody up in Amway in the United States right now, like you'd be laughed out of the building. You
What's can't Amway again?
That. It's the largest MLM in the world.
What do they sell?
Everything that you can imagine.
What does that even mean?
It is Walmart.
What do you need?
What do you need?
Yeah.
I mean, I genuinely think that like with Google, it's a little bit easier to be like,
yes,
let me search this up. Like, oh, there's 9,000 things on Reddit about everything about like, this ruined my life. You're like, okay, got it.
When you used to recruit people, would anyone just like straight up ask you to your face, be like, is this an MLM?
Yeah, all the time.
And what's the answer?
The hardest part isn't like so much that, it's that, they're all excited. They're fired up. Uh-huh. They go home. They're petrified to call their friends and pitch them. They finally do. And their friend tells them what an idiot they are.
Right.
And they come back and they're like, I can't do it. I'm quitting. Somebody told me it was a scam. That's the hardest part.
Right.
It's being like, yo, forget your friends. They're idiots. Right. Forget your
friends.
They're
wrong.
Wrong.
I hear this all the time. Yeah. That was hard. Loser's mentality. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Oh, so man. You saw my buddy Nick. Oh,
there's
Nick
a million ways. No, it's true. There's a million ways to counteract like this. There's all lines that you get, and like you know, everything's shaped as a pyramid. I don't have a problem with the shape. Look at you know, did your boss make more than their boss who makes more?
Yeah, that's a common. Yeah, that's how it works.
So the shape, I don't have a problem with. But you know, it's kind of like you tell people, like, okay, then like, what else are you gonna do? Like, what else? You told me you wanted X. You plan to do Y. Like, how else are you gonna get there? And so you just put it back on them and they typically didn't have any vehicle to get to where they wanted, like for their dreams, which makes it like really, really hard in MLM. So emotional because like you got people that are like working their job. They're like, oh, maybe even happy with their life, whatever.
Yeah.
But they start, they get the nug in their head. They see the guy on stage making all this money and they're like, oh my God, what if that could be me? They start dreaming again. They're told to dream again,
right?
Which is actually super healthy. So they use their imagination and wish the way, like this is the way life should be. When they quit, they don't go to like where they were before that. They go to a place darker than that because now they had to give up on their dreams and they're being told it's their fault.
Right. Because they're not good at what they were trying to do. Yeah. Like they failed.
Yeah. So-and-so is making $100,000 a month. So if it's not working for you, it's not that it doesn't work. It's that you don't work. You work on yourself.
Oh my God. That's so harsh. Holy shit.
I think there's a lot of similarities between influencers and MLMs if things go the wrong way.
Okay.
Tremendous.
Wait. Okay. Wait. Hang on. I feel like you're making connections here that I don't know if I love. Go ahead.
I just like, can you imagine like if okay, you don't do this because you don't need to, but like, you know, all of the companies that will send out like these offers of like, hey, we don't pay anything up front. What we do is like, we pay you X amount of every person that you can get to buy this.
Yeah. Commission.
Right. But like how many like products, especially for like smaller influencers, that's the only deal that they'll give them because they're actually like going to pay them for the content.
But that's just how commission works. That's like different than MLM because like I'm not getting other people to go do that as well. Like, and I don't take a cut of what they make.
Which depends what we're saying.
Which would make it more exciting. You
by the
should.
Way, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, by the you're way. Shifty eyes yeah. as you said that.
By the way, seems like a half-baked business plan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But let's like, turn this up a
but,
notch.
But think about it. Let's say you did sell, it, the idea was like sell services or whatever. And like you just got paid on hey, everyone who signs up for this service, right?
Yeah.
You get a cut of, right? And then for as long as you get a cut, like they're paying, you still get a cut of that. Or like if they sign on new people, then you still get a cut. Like, I've seen things like that before. It's not like some crazy
I guess the Amazon Amazon affiliates. So like if I use an affiliate code, if someone buys the product that I linked, I make it's
70 cents.
It's like 70 cents.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally.
On $1,000. Yeah,
exactly. Which is great.
And then if they buy something else that's not, if they just like use that link and then go buy 10 other things that aren't that product, you make a smaller amount, but you still make revenue on that.
All right, right. Amazon. Right. Start an MLM. Let's go. No, but like pesos, good work.
But the difference is,
does that still count as an MLM though?
No. If
yeah, right, that's not MLM because there's not a tier of people that you're making.
It's two-tier affiliate.
Two-tier yeah. affiliate, yeah.
Wow. So I mean, that's but like to me, there's anything overlap
past
there,
three
right?
tiers is MLM. That was like, you know, affiliate.
Oh, that
marketing.
Makes sense. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, got it.
MLM has the dirtiest connotation in the world.
Right.
Network marketing was getting dirtier, so all these other with social selling, you know,
yeah.
So direct selling, like it evolves over time. It's all the same.
Direct selling, I wouldn't have like thought about it that way because yeah, you're totally right.
Yeah.
What do I do?
We're not sure. You were doing direct sell. You were selling knives.
No, sold any knives.
Did you have to cut the rope?
The rope?
So when you buy your first Cutco kit, it comes with all the knives and it comes with like a rope, like this wide, thick rope that you have to use one of the knives to cut during the presentation.
You can
cut through anything in case you were stuck on a boat somewhere.
Right. You need to cut yourself out of these handcuffs of rope.
I missed that. I missed that. How much time do you think you've dedicated to the business, the expertise, the wisdom?
Ungodly amounts.
Yeah. Like more than,
but
it
built like a pretty crazy Rolodex in the spot. Like when you make it an MLM, it's almost like they want to make it an MLM to never have to do MLM again.
Right.
Like some of these people are making just outlandish amounts of money and then get involved in other business opportunities. And it's funny, if you're a good salesperson and you go into MLM, you suck. If you come from MLM and then go into traditional sales, you blow everybody out of the water.
Yeah, I believe that.
You know,
I believe that.
Yeah. You go way from faster. MLM to traditional.
Oh, you blow everybody out of the
water. You're saying that Jeremy would suck at MLM?
No, he'd be good. He wouldn't get back to anybody that like called him for three-way call.
That's true.
Craig showed up in LA at our front door because Jeremy wouldn't call him back.
Yeah.
Here we are.
There's so much overlap, but you're right. Like there's a certain level of like, it's not about you selling. You're right. It's like, I don't care. If you're a great seller, then like you're not using your like time well by actually calling people. Like just set up the materials.
And that works, but it doesn't duplicate.
Right.
If my mom can't do it to your mom can't do it to her cousin, don't do it, don't teach it.
Yeah.
Get out of the way.
But also, perfect fucking example. I don't like things that can be, like if I can be duplicated, or especially if I should be duplicated, I don't like it. I only like things that like, no, you talk to fucking me. If you don't talk to me, you don't get there.
Okay, but I feel as if sometimes it could be helpful to maybe have two of you so you get a little bit less work.
There you go.
A few more hours of sleep at night.
That would be wonderful. If we could find somebody who could
take over
for me.
The amount of times that you said that you wish you had a second you.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
What a piece of shit he'd be though.
Yeah.
Oh my, if there was two of you, holy fuck, I would die.
Bald Jeremy.
Your dream.
Oh my
evil
God.
Jeremy. Like it looks like you're far
one
from
of the house for yeah. like
But can you imagine like going on double dates with two of me?
That would be unbearable.
Good Jeremy and bad Jeremy. Oh my God.
But you don't know which was which that night?
No. One has a full beard.
Ooh.
I don't know about that. That's not for me. That's not for me.
See?
Evil Jeremy.
Yeah, evil Jeremy. I don't
know. Okay, I got it. Next?
Two of me. Even better.
My dream.
Your dream.
My dream. Yes.
Are you kidding?
Everyone's dream.
My dream. My dream.
Squishmallows everywhere.
That amazing. You'd be fighting over moose.
Oh, that'd be tough. Yeah,
I think you'd be catty as fuck to yourself. I don't think you can get along with yourself.
I'm not entirely sure if I love what that says about me.
I actually think I could get along with myself better than you would get along with yourself.
Because
I wouldn't think I had to like overlap with myself and you would like try and like make a Venn diagram out of it and I don't think it would work. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
You're like oddly competitive with things that are similar to you.
Especially when it's me against me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. All right.
All yeah.
Right.
Against the world. Let's go.
Okay. So are you done?
All right. So let's wrap up with this.
Yeah.
I don't want people to think MLM's bad. I don't want them to think it's good.
If
this video can help somebody amplify their MLM business, then fantastic. Go to the top. Get your money. if it saves you from wasting time and going down a path you don't want, then maybe we have that. So don't let me paint a bad picture. Don't let me paint a good picture here. But it's 2022. If you're going to do MLM, do it on social media, build funnels, sales pages, do all the crazy stuff. I looked at all my organizations and all the top MLMers that are like old school and have all these big networks, got blown out of the water by everyone that knew how to do click funnels and run ads and traffic like that. So like have a system, do go that way. I'm sorry. Anyone who tells you otherwise is lying to you. it's true. It just is. They just don't want you to, you know, not do what they teach and then do better than they did. And then they look like idiots. So the next piece is, you know, work harder on yourself than you do on your job. This thing's going to suck for a long time. Like starting any new business, go crush. If you're not sure what you're doing, you're not willing to like work your ass off here, no, a million times and like just get kicked in the teeth repeatedly until like it happens. Just don't do it. Go start, you know, some kind of online business.
No, literally don't do it. Just, no, go work at somebody else's business.
I was going to say that. I feel
go
like
work
maybe
for somebody else. Yeah. No, seriously, do it. Because like it's rough. And do not quit your full-time job until you're making at least five times what you do on your side hustle as you do in your job.
Five times. Why that number?
Because it always goes backwards. It goes up and down. There's ebbs and flows as there is in any business.
Right, fluctuates.
When you're this dependent on a company, it's funny. I made more money part-time than I did full-time. Cause it was like, I was so busy and trying to like work out these calls. Then when I went full-time, I'm like, oh, what do I just do this all day? Like everyone's at work. Who am I going to call?
Wait, so from 9 to 5, you're twiddling your thumbs.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Weird, no one calls me back when I hit at 11:30 AM on a Monday.
At 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. And get a good accountant that can help you save a bunch of money on taxes, even if you don't sell anything. Even if you do it as aside from your W-2 job, the tax benefits are spectacular.
Do you think MLM preys on people? Like, do you think like the overall structure of MLM like inherently preys on people who are desperate?
Yeah. For the most part. Yeah. but I think so does, you know, religion to an extent. So does, you know,
corporate
sort of
America.
Bankers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I used to work at
Bank
of America. And, you know, like we had to charge some broke guy $35 10 times in a day because he like overdrafted on gum. That's preying on the broke.
You did that to somebody?
Yeah. I was the one giving all the money back.
Really?
I was just like, oh, I'm so sorry we did this. Yeah. I was like, we have plenty of money.
No, you take this.
Crack Bank of America. No, we can return that. Yeah, we're good. Extra. That was one extra. Just don't say anything. Okay, got it.
How many different MLMs did you work with?
It's a very personal question. I would say I've
allegedly
either like signed up, took a spot. That's the thing. Take a spot. We don't know if it's going to be big, but you don't want to miss it if it is. supported a friend as a customer, actually signed up to build and or like I've consulted with at least 40.
Shut the fuck up.
Probably more. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say 8.
No. 40.
I genuinely thought there was less than 2 digits.
I had 16
sure.
auto ships running at one time.
Did you use any of the products?
It's hard because you have like friends that are big in other companies and you like want to support them. Yeah. They're buying your service and like, you can get wrapped up spending a lot more money than you make.
Damn.
You
know?
Well, also like at a certain point in time, you like wallets, if we get this, like you just lose track. Like what even is this expense or where did this money come from? Like you cannot keep up with it. And like, I don't care who your accountant is. No one's gonna be able to keep up with that new shit. Like, hey, you're gonna see some new stuff coming over here. I don't know how much it'll be, but I gotta go. Like, and then 3 months go by and your accountant goes, what? You weren't supposed to be paying that? Well, good, can you get your money back? No.
Nope.
Okay, cool.
And then Craig's sitting at home with a stomach wrap, vitamins, a shake in his hand, an acai in the other hand, and some creams on his face.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, it's so funny. It's a perfect example, like just why the worst NFT stupid communities just like mimic all of this behavior. And it's like,
oh my fucking God,
up,
I know.
They like take a bunch of money. Yep. It's a terrible experience.
Yep.
They disappear overnight.
Yep. Yep.
Like the company.
Yep.
And it's like, well, yeah, there is a lot of that shit. And like, it is very difficult. I feel like to find the, well, you know, needle in the haystack here.
Yeah.
But you got a couple. You got a couple for sure. None of yours are good. Theirs are all terrible. In fact, everything we've put money into together, I'm pretty sure was a giant waste of time.
Oh, your NFTs?
Most of them, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've got some good ones, yeah.
Back at you.
Woo! I got nothing else. We're going to San Diego.
Yeah, we're going to San Diego right now. We're at us and Crypto Craig.
Diago.
And Moose. Diago.
Shout out LifeWave Technologies, an MLM based out of San Diego. Good guy. $250 million last year. Get it?
Okay, they have to pay for that ad spot. So on that note, we're going to go. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for having me, y'all. Rhode Island, Hollywood, we out.